Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Thank you for joining us as we look into the role of the Chief Shepherd.
Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There's no
In a day when our ears are bombarded by beckoning voices and our world is polluted with sound, Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected and muddled by mazes of roads and never-ending highways, Lord, help us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quick-claim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our finances, and our children, oh Lord Jesus, show us your way. As we walk the tight ropes of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you in all things, gentle shepherd. Help us find the way.
There's no
Great Father in heaven, your word describes our relationship with you as one similar to that between sheep and the chief shepherd. You take us into the fold, protect us, take care of us, and meet all of our needs. Thank you, Father. that great shepherd of the sheep, and through the blood of the everlasting covenant, you, Lord, make us perfect in every good work to do your will, working in us those things which are well-pleasing in your sight. As your adopted children, your sheep, we listen to your voice. We follow you. By your grace, you give us eternal life, and we will never perish. As your servant David described in the Psalms, you are our shepherd. We will have all that we need. Lord, bless us with rest as if in green meadows. Lead us beside peaceful streams. Please renew our strength. Guide us along right paths. Allow us to bring honor to your name, even when we walk through the darkest valley. Lord, help us to realize that you are close beside us, and we need not to be afraid. Your rod and your staff will protect and comfort us. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you in advance for meeting our needs today as we fellowship. And as only the chief shepherd can and will do. Amen. Listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and your faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Confessing Him as Lord. shall gently lead those that are with young. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. He shall see his flock like a shepherd.
This is your call to worship and praise.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow. is over.
God's Word compares the care that He provides for us to a relationship between sheep and the chief shepherd. He defines a good shepherd as he shows tender affections toward us, his flock. God takes us into his fold, protects us, takes care of us, and meets our needs. As we listen to Scripture carefully, prayerfully, consider how you should respond as his sheep. We begin with 1 Peter chapter 5. "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Here is a benediction at the end of the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 13. "Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Just listen as the book of John describes how the good shepherd takes care of us, his flock, the sheep of his pasture. John 10, "I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice." Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what it meant. So he explained it to them. "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him, and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father, who has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand." Hear how that the prophet Ezekiel describes the Lord's concern, care, and love for his people in Ezekiel chapter 34. "For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search and find my sheep. I will be like a shepherd looking for his scattered flock. I will find my sheep and rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on that dark and cloudy day. I will bring them back to their own land of Israel from among the peoples and nations. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel and by the rivers and in all the places where they live. Yes, I will give them good pasture land on the high hills of Israel. There they will lie down in pleasant places and feed in the lush pastures of the hills. I myself will tend my sheep and give them a place to lie down in peace, says the sovereign Lord. I will search for my lost ones who strayed away, and I will bring them safely home again. I will bandage the injured and strengthen the weak." The 23rd Psalm, the first few verses, draw our attention. A Psalm of David. "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect me and comfort me. Then in Psalm 78, he, God, chose his servant David, calling him from the sheep pens. He took David from tending the ewes and lambs and made him the shepherd of Jacob's descendants, God's own people, Israel. He cared for them with a true heart and led them with skillful hands. Isaiah 53. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. 1 Peter 2. He personally carried our sins in his own body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds you are healed. Once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls. Folks, please, let that be your heart's cry. Turn to Jesus Christ, the chief shepherd, your shepherd, the guardian of your souls.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long,
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he's changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we've been encouraged, reminded, and comforted, confident in Jesus, our Chief Shepherd. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified our eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.